Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, and welcome to your journey into yoga. I'm Avery Rich, and am so happy to have you along for the ride. In episode 31, our journey took us into the pose called Dandasana, where we discovered a seated pose which involved having the legs straight and the spine tall. Paschimottanasana is sometimes seen as a continuation of Dandasana, or better yet, a posture that you can move into from Dandasana. As a seated forward bend, this pose helps to stretch the entire back of the body from head to heels, including the spinal column. As a result of this deeply stretching pose, the spine is encouraged to be mobile and flexible. Just the thought of this makes my spine happy. As the legs are extended along the floor in this pose, as they were in Dandasana, the posture also stretches the hamstrings. Plus, the fold from the hips allows some stretch into this tight area of the body. This seated forward fold is a calming and cooling pose, which helps to alleviate stress and anxiety, in addition to helping relax the mind. There are a few schools of thought about how to approach this pose if you have tight hamstrings. Some say that it's okay to put a slight bend in the legs in the pose. However, personally, I think the better option to bending the legs is to first sit up onto a support, and second, to only fold to a place where you are still able to keep your legs straight. This may mean using props to assist you and making some modifications as you move into it. So before we begin, you may want to sit up onto something like a foam block or a pillow or even a folded blanket. If your hamstrings are very tight, you may want a chair or yoga block to rest your arms on as you move into the fold. You may also want a strap to use in this pose, which I will explain more as we go along, but have one handy. Coming to sit onto the floor or a support, find Dandasana, where we sit with a tall spine and the legs extended out in front. Now, gently press your buttocks into the floor or prop. Take an inhale as you lengthen your spine in an upward direction, and then on your exhale, fold forward from your hips. As you fold forward, keep your spine tall, meaning that you aren't going to allow your spine to round. This may mean that you aren't going to fold very deeply, and that's okay. Keeping this length in your front body, rest your hands onto your legs, the floor, or even a chair if that makes more sense. If, and it's always an if, your hands happily reach your feet without forcing you to round your spine, then allow them to hold onto your feet. But if not, the hands can rest anywhere you would like. Another option is to loop your strap underneath your feet and hold on to the strap ends. I like to think of this as extending the length of the arms. To go deeper into the pose, with every in-breath, keep lengthening through the front of your torso, lifting your head slightly. And with every out-breath, see if you can fold a bit deeper into the pose, all the while maintaining a long spine, hinging forward from your hips. Keep your neck in line with your spine. We have 10 breaths in Paschimottanasana. As you take the next inhale, allow the body to rise back up, releasing the arms down by your sides. You may want to wiggle and shake the legs, maybe even bend the knees as you do this. Take a full inhale up the front body and a full exhale down the back body. If a shavasana interests you, move into one now. Thank you for continuing your journey into yoga, and I look forward to next time.
Thanks for continuing your journey into yoga. For more poses and postures, go to averyrich.com.
Produced and distributed by the Sound Off Media Company.
It's Avery. Thanks for reaching the end of the show. Do me a favor and leave a rating or review of the show in your podcast app. And if you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend.